Well, good Friday morning, everybody. TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome to Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's a cool day. We got some cold weather coming in next week. Got a great podcast show lined up today for you all, if you're really going to enjoy. Before I get started on that on a Friday, I want to be sure to go ahead and have this announcement. All right, we are on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed. Now, I want to remind you, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free, guys, and you will really, really enjoy that. All right, guess what? It's Friday. You know what that means. A little bit of James Brown on a Friday. Now let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. Okay, now we're ready to rock and roll. Well, today I'm going to be talking about Bible verses that you need to know all about love. Again, Bible verses you need to know all about love. Also, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church is here at Faith Studio One. Got a great Bible devotion I'm fixing to read to you here in just a little bit. God's Good Promise. I'm going to be reading that. That's a great one you're going to really enjoy. And Bill Gaither Music. Be playing a couple of those songs, maybe possibly three back-to-back for you. All right, so you're getting ready for Valentine's Day. You're going to have to do it COVID style. It means masking up, especially if you're going out on a date. If you're married, it may be a different story. Or if you got a significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it may be. By the way, I have been talking to David A.R. White. God's Not Dead, Part 3, We Are the People, will be coming out later this year. Probably, most likely, he said on Streamline. I'm not really for sure. We'll keep you posted on that. Again, God's Not Dead, Part 3. We Are the People. Be standing by for that. You can go to my Facebook page, and I have David A.R. White on there. They were doing some on-set stuff. So I encourage you to click on there and like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, and you'll see that on there, okay? Let me know what you think. All right, Jumpin' Jack, ready? You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. All right, on a Friday, here we go. So today, our Bible devotion is on God's good promise. Now, Scripture reminds us in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8 and verse number 56, it says, "Blessed be the Lord, that he has not failed one word of all his good promise." When we purchase something of great value, a house for example, we are usually required to put a deposit to indicate our sincerity and promise and our intentions are serious. The deposit is a form of insurance, a guarantee that adds substance to our word. God has made some incredible promises to us, in fact, promises that stagger over our imaginations. He has promises that we might have a relationship with him through his son. He promised also that he will never leave us nor forsake us and that he will always be with us. He also promised that he would take us to heaven when we die. The Bible is full of God promises. Someone might ask, what insurance do you have that God is serious? Well, how do we know how his promises can be trusted? God deposits in most precious investments anyone could make. His son, who by his death and resurrection purchased our salvation completely and fully. Not only in Jesus Christ, a significant down payment on God's promises, He is, in fact, payment in full. Amen, amen. All right, stand by, getting music ready. We are family, Sister Sledge. Get ready for the Deke and the Deke coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a cheer and a mighty long hand clap. I also want to give him some crow this morning. Also, let's do a countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, and a drum roll. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deke. How you doing?
See, hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you for the lovely countdown. And hello, everybody. I hope everybody's doing okay in Radio Land. It's always so fun to be on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio.
That's right, Deacon. Thank you so much. And yes, we are very, 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 very blessed and very happy and excited to always have you like we always do. And I heard you wanted to share a little information for me.
Yes, indeed, there, C.A. Now, earlier today, I was in the area, and me and Miss Mildred, we thought we would go by and take a lovely look at the Texas Motor Speedway. Now, we knew that they were going to be doing some vaccinations. Now, have you been vaccinated?
No, Deacon, I have not had a chance to get my vaccine. They haven't got to me yet or any of my family. We keep hoping and we keep being optimistic and we know that God has us and we're just waiting and being patient.
See, yeah, I don't blame you. Now, when I drove by me and this Mildred, she said, look, honey, they're sitting there and they really injected. They had like about 12 lines over there.
That's right. They sure did. And they've been vaccinating a lot. They had a three-day vaccination. I think today was the last day for a while until they get more vaccinations in. But we're doing all we can, and we just keep hoping. They said more vaccines are rolling out, so we can't wait there, Deacon. The more the merrier. And some people that want to get it, that's fine if they want to. And if they don't, well, they don't need to be forced. That's a decision that they're going to have to, you know, wait and see with their conscience.
I agree 100% there, CA. I really do. And you know what? The main thing is that we just need to continue to be safe, mask up, and also social distance. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. Me and Miss Mildred, we got some lovely masks.
I bet you guys do. And, you know, social distancing is important. The school in our area, 20 teachers had COVID. 20. And they could not find any substitute teachers to fill in at three particular schools. So what did they do? They had to do remote online learning. Who would ever thought we had ever been living that time of the year?
I know, and it's going on 2.0. That'd be 2 years, isn't it, right, CA?
Well, the way it's going to be going that way till we get these vaccines, and it depends on how many herd immunity or how many people are going to take it.
I know, we got a long way to go.
That's right, we're going to keep praying, too. Well, I'm going to let you get rolling. I got a Bible study coming up here on one of my lessons on one of my archives that I'm going back to. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off there, Deacon. You have a safe day. Enjoy your Friday.
And yeah, you too there, CA. And I just want to tell everybody, I just really wanted to come by and say howdy-ho, howdy-ho. And CA, this is from me and Miss Mildred. I got you some green tomatoes. Oh, boy.
Green tomatoes. Well, thank you, my friend. I greatly appreciate that. I could use a lot of those tomatoes.
Tomatoes, CA. Tomatoes. Okay, tomatoes. Tomatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes.
Okay, okay. Whatever you say. Thank you for the tomato, tomatoes, whatever it may be. All right, Deacon, will you take care? We'll catch you next week, buddy. I know you got to run. You were just kind of coming over here to drop this off, basically, and talk about briefly about the vaccine.
That's right. I was just fascinated with it. And the lines were going fast, SEA. You should have seen it. They looked like the Texas Motor Speedway, the way they were going through those vaccines.
Yeah, I heard that's the most organized super mega center. They need to do that. And they need to put one over at Arlington, over there by Cowboys Stadium, too, as well.
I agree 100%. All right, CA, will you take care of yourself and everybody? I'll catch you next week.
Sounds good, Deacon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's do it. The king is coming. Just a matter of time. Happy Friday, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. Be blessed. Amen. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You got it, Bill Gaither and the Vaker Vocal Band. You know what I forgot to play, friends, on a Friday? I could not even believe it. I'm so mind-boggled. I stay so busy doing work for iHeartRadio and doing our Christian podcast show. And now my morning live Christian talk, that is, the morning show. I try to put that on Facebook Live. Hey, I want you to like me. The more, the merrier. We got over 2 million listeners. I got a lot of followers. And I thank you very much for that. Okay, so what do you say right now? Let's have, before we get started, a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning on a Friday. That sweet aroma, I'm bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. There you go. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Here we go. Now we're going to kick this off. You know, Valentine's Day is coming around next week. And we're going to be talking some in my studies, going back to my archives, as people have asked me, hey, CA, will you go about with some of the loves? And sure, absolutely. Today we're going to kick it off with Bible verses you need to know about love. You know, knowing that you're loved by God changes everything, doesn't it? That is so important for every Christian to be familiar with the Bible verses about love. The truth is that we live differently when we know that we are loved. We make better choices, we find holiness, we find joy and peace. We are swayed by the changing perspectives of those around us. Not only can scripture about God's love sustain us during the most difficult trials, but love Bible verses can also bring rich meaning and perfect to our lives like nothing else. You see, God's love is for you is vast. So what I'm going to do, and it's also unchanging, is I'm going to give you some Bible verses from my archives that's going to help you about love and bring you richer understanding of the power and the immense gift of God's love. The first one I'm going to talk about is love Bible verses, God's love sets the standard. We go back to the famous verse that I've, when I've officiated in weddings, that I've used a lot in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 7, it says, love is patient, love is kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wrong. It does not rejoice or unjust, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. You know, ultimately, many of us have been burned by those who claim to have loved us, haven't they? I mean, I have, you have, we probably all have. And that is why it can be difficult for some of us to understand what it means to be loved. Thankfully, though, I want you to remember that God is so good to give us this definition of love. As we read in the verses like 1 Corinthians chapter 13, God's promise is to share with us the truest, purest form of love, the kind that restores, heals, inspires us to treat those around us differently. You see, God is love. You can find that in the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 8, and truly that is love of not of this world, John chapter 18 and verse 36. Second point I want to make on the love Bible verses is that God demonstrates unconditional true love through Jesus' sacrifice. Go to the good book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. Scripture tells us, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while yet we were still sinners. You know, wondering if God loves you, it is hard to top God's simple yet profound statement of love. In Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, we are the enemies of God and yet, we were enemies of God and yet he was willing to give the most prized possession so we may have life. You know, it is obvious from the Bible verse on love and also in 1 John chapter 4 verses 9 and 10 that God's love is not only sacrificial but unconditional. What a beautiful thought. Third point I want to make on the love Bible verses is that God's love is mirrored in nature. The book of Psalms chapter 35 verses 5 and 10 scripture says, your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for your people and animals alike. O Lord, how precious is your unfailing love. O Lord, all humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wing. You feed them from the abundance of your own house and let them drink from the river of delights. For you are the fountain of life and the light with which we will see. You see, friends, the simple glory of the morning sunrise, a majestic mountainside bursting into a spring floral color, the smoothing rhythm of the ocean waves. All of these are God's whispering of unfailing love to you and to me, his beloved. In a world that is full with fear and anxiety, it is incredible that God surrounds us every day with physical evidence of his great love. The fourth point I want to make is on the love Bible verse is that God's love is personal and intimate. But now, if you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 3 and verse 1, says, but now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you, says, do not be afraid, I have ransomed you. I call you by name and you are mine. Oh, friends, how the scripture about God's love brings comfort. You see, God not only loves his creation on a corporate level, but he knows each member by name. This kind of love frees us from fear, because we can know that we are intimately loved and wanted by one who holds the entire universe together. Your life has great value to God and he calls you his own. My fifth point I want to make on love Bible verses is that God loves brings confident hope. You know, if you go to scripture in the book of Psalms chapter 31 and verse 7, scripture reminds us, I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love, that you have seen my troubles and you care about the anguish of my soul. Friends, you see, God's love gives us hope at times because we know he hears us, he cares for us, and he will be there for us even when we pass through the deepest waters, which we've all been there. It is his love that both gives us strength and causes us to rejoice when we're not going through a difficult circumstance. It makes such a difference to know that someone, especially God, cares. Amen. Amen. My sixth point I want to make on the love Bible verse is that God's love is a shield around the godly. If you go to the good book of Psalms, chapter 5 and verse 12, Scripture reminds us, "For the blessed, the godly, O Lord, surround them with your shield of love." You see, friends, God's love is like an imaginary force field around those who follow him. His promise that everything he allows has come into our lives must first pass through the shield of 100% pure love. However, friends, God's shield of love doesn't necessarily keep us from hard times. If you are walking through a time of great trial or tragedy, which we've all been there, remember that God's love did not create the situation, but it allowed this difficulty, though through his shield of love, in order to strengthen you and encourage you to draw closer to him. My seventh point that I want to make on love Bible verses is that God's love allows us to drive through our truest selves. The book of Psalms, chapter 52 and verse 8. "But I am like an olive tree thriving into the house of God. I will always trust in his unfailing love." When we know that we are loved completely by one who created us, we are freed by others' expectations and demands. We need to only look to him for purpose and to trust him for a source of self-wealth. We drive as we surely learn fully to lean on the unfailing love through every situation. My eighth point I want to make on the love Bible verses is that we can never be separated from God's love. Remember that. The book of Romans, good book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither fears for today or worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky is above and the earth below, and indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord." Nothing can take God's love away from us, nothing. Yes, we are experiencing great trials in our life, but oh, what a blessed assurance it is to know that God's unending love will walk beside us through them all, friends. We can fearlessly and confidentially walk through the shadow, the valley of the shadow of death, because as Psalms 23:4 concurs, he is with us. Amen. Amen. I've got two more points on this. I want to tell you on the love Bible verse 2. Is that experiencing Christ's love empowers us to become our fullest, best versions of ourselves. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 19 through 20, Scripture reminds us, "May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is too great to understand fully, then you will be made complete with all fullness of life and power that comes from God." You know, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, one of my favorite Bible verses on love, promises, friends, that in life we will never be able to fully comprehend God's love that can be only blessed to experience. And here's some thought even more wonderful. Simply experiencing Christ's love allows us to be made complete and to experience the full life we are after. You see, God loves, he heals, he restores, he empowers us to be all we're created to be. My last point in closing on love Bible verses. God's unathetic love compels us to pour out unconditional love to a lost and hurting world. Amen. Amen. Scripture reminds us in 1 John chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. "Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely are to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is brought to full expression in us." You see, although God's love is a free gift and it'd never be earned, those of us who experience his great love or task or loving others in the same manner, you see, God loves comes to full expression. We are conditionally loved others as we love us. What a humbling privilege that we can play in a part communicating God's life-changing love to the world. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope that helps you guys on Bible verses, at least a few of them. I had 10 of them on there to help you with God's love. In closing, I want to pray for you guys, the ones that are hurting, the ones that really want to know what love is. And I want to tell you something right now. You know, I just want to take just a minute before I do lead off in prayer to tell you that a lot of times we go through trials and tribulations, as we always do, and we call it life. And I know I've mentioned about COVID, how it has destroyed people's lives and changed our lifestyle. But we know one thing. We know that God is still in control. We just got to keep believing and keep hoping and put in all of that faith, hope, and trust in the Lord. Because He loves us. He loves the whole entire world. He loves you. He loves me. And again, as I always say, if your heart ain't right with Jesus Christ, get it right before it's too late. He loves you so much, friends. If you have any questions on that, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, and let's love one another as Christ would want us to. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Also, share my podcast anytime, and like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. So let's lead off in prayer on a Friday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we just ask you, forgive us of our sins and be with us and let us have a great morning, great day, for we ask in your precious name, protect us, we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up on a Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Friends, just remember, you hold on tight. Hold on to God's garment. Hold on to Christ's garment. Okay, He's got you. Hope you got something out of this on love. He loves you. Remember that. He, being God, loves you. I want you to go out and have a great Friday. Be safe. Mask up. Social distance. Come back on Saturday. We get to do it all over again. All right. Y'all have a great day. Fixing to saddle up and head out of Faith Studio 1. This is CA signing out. Bye for now.